This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play!
Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
It's mailbag time. I see the genuine joy on the faces of Dan and Jamie when I say that we love the show. This is like our little reward for a hard work week. Now we get to just kick back and relax with our fantasy football community. What's up, Dan?
Not much. And I don't like to always say it's been a hard work week because we get to do the greatest thing in the world. And there are people who are doing actual manual hard labor in this world. But I will say this, this is the joy at the end of the week because it's fun to just kind of BS a little bit, talk about some things outside of football, but also answer a lot of questions. Jacob and I did a show yesterday, Adam and Jamie, that we answered a lot of start, sit, and flex questions. And I kind of feel for you guys now. I know how hard that can be when you're hitting rapid fire flex, start, sits.
Well, you don't want to be wrong, right? You just like...
Exactly.
It's a lot of responsibility. Hard work just didn't mean like bad or anything. Just, work hard. Yeah. Now we play hard.
Been busy.
Let's go. Yeah, busy, right. Jamie, what's up?
How are you?
Good. I got a question from the chat to start things off. If Josh Jacobs was dropped in your league, how much fab are you dropping on him?
Assuming you haven't spent any of it already since it's the start of the season, I'd probably go up to 30%.
What do we know that we didn't know? I mean, that's the thing that's the question that I asked to start. Like, I think everyone feels like, I guess, and I hate to use these terms in this situation, but like it's optimistic about when he might play now based on what we learned yesterday. But I don't feel like we learned any real information on this. And I still think it could be a situation where he is out for longer than people expect at this point. So I'd probably be a little bit more reserved, more like 15, 20% of my FAB.
The way I understand it, and obviously, a lot of room for interpretation on this, is that he's got to meet with the commissioner now, and it sounds like he's going to be able to play at some point this season. When that is, we don't know. Most of these cases are usually six games, and if they're going to count the games that he missed on the exempt list as part of that, he could be back as early as week seven. So,
if Josh Jacobs were available in my league, and he's 93% rostered, which is obviously very high, but usually he's 100% rostered. If Josh Jacobs were available in my league and I knew he were coming back in week seven, I would spend at least 50 to 60% of my budget.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah,
but if I knew he's coming back in week seven, I might honestly just spend 90%.
Yeah, you could.
Because that's the free agent of the year at that point, by far. And you miss six games of it, but whatever. At that point, you're unlikely to get a running back in free agency that has that kind of impact even for all of the games.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for a good question to start off the show. We will have more of your questions at the end of the show in the chat. We have fantasy cops today. We've got really, I think, a very... It's one of my favorites. I don't want to hype it up too much, but I love it.
Really?
I think it's great. I think it's really fun.
I love that you know it, Jamie. Today too.
I put it in the notes, but yeah, I know. Dan and I are both wearing Giants blue.
We got to. It's the first week of the season. It's the only time we can be optimistic about this team.
The whole season's on the line for them. If they lose,
it does feel. My brother called this. Honestly, my brother called this a must-win game, and it kind of feels like it, considering they have angry Rams in week two.
Yeah,
this does feel like a must-win game for the Giants.
Yeah, season's on.
Angry Rams in week two.
Yeah,
sounds like a video game.
I just wanted to say, Angry Birds. Brock Bowers. The only news I have right now is on Brock Bowers. Although, here's one coming in hot from Josh Weinfuss. A source told me the expectation is that Jeremiah Love will play Sunday against the Chargers.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're pretty much expecting that. And Josh covers the Cardinals. So, for ESPN. Okay. Anyway, Brock Bowers. Adam Schefter spoke yesterday or Thursday about Brock Bowers, and it wasn't quite as optimistic as just he's out 1 to 2 weeks with this meniscus trim. It may be longer. He may not be himself when he comes back.
Ugh.
So just be aware. It sucks if you drafted Brock Bowers in the second round, but it's not like a death sentence, for your team or anything, but it might be a little while until you get the best of him. We have one draftathon question from a donation here. It's a rate my team.
Okay.
And it is from Brian. He says 10 team or 12 team PPR league, 6 point per passing touchdown. I picked 10th. I went Chase Brown and Derrick Henry, got Ramondre Stevenson later. got Loveland, McConkey, and Burden, and Godwin. Yep. Didn't get a quarterback late. I took, who did he take? So, oh, he didn't tell me. But anyway, what do you think about, oh, Mahomes. Mahomes is a second. Who the hell is his, oh, Herbert. There we go.
Wow. Still so ended Herbert, up getting Herbert and Loveland.
Herbert, Loveland, Chase Brown, Derrick Henry, McConkey, Burden, Godwin.
Yeah.
Great team.
Yeah, it's my kind of build. I'm going to give it an A. So I like that he leaned into the early running backs where the value is there and then allowed him to kind of pile on those receivers in the range I love and get a lot of my favorite buys there, but also still managed to somehow get what I have as a top six quarterback in Herbert in my rankings and a top two for me, but top three tight end in Loveland. So I think this is a phenomenal draft. It's a full A for me.
You say it's 10-team league or 12?
No, it's 10. He picked 10th in a 12-team league.
10th in a 12-team. Got it. Yeah. 12-team league, it's an A. 10-team league, I was a little bit more pessimistic.
Yeah.
Because good talent, but not like a lot of all-stars there. But yeah, it's awesome. Absolutely fantastic, Jeff.
Yep. And that's why...
I think we're going to find out that, like, assuming that Gibbs and hopefully Bijan don't, like, just wreck fantasy, that picking at the back end may have been the best place to be.
Yeah.
Yes. Because of the second round. It finally paid off to pick at the back end.
Well, I think more so the third, fourth, and fifth, like you just said. Those receivers, like, that you get... Still, and he was able to do it with still getting Loveland. So to get McConkey, Burden, and Godwin on top of Loveland is just awesome.
Yeah, because it allowed for the running back start. Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Right. I think that'll be determined by how well the, you know, we always talked about the top 12 running backs, then it kind of became top 11 with Genty, and then he kind of, based on ADP, came back in there right with 12. It will depend probably on how those running backs do in the second round, but we really liked them. And then, yeah, the 3-4 turn has a lot of good receivers and Loveland. Okay. 10-team PPR league. Oh yeah. So email here. Now we go to the emails, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Email us there. fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. That is the letter I. You can put fantasy cops in the subject line if it's fantasy cops. Otherwise just ask, you know, put whatever you want in the subject line. 10-team PPR league with two wide receivers and two flexes. I lost A.J. Brown and Dejon Stribling. I have Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jaden Reed, and Casey Concepcion. Who should I roll the dice on before Sunday to help for the next 4 to 6 weeks and beyond? A Raider? A Patriot? A Dolphin? Jacoby Lane? Or Malachi Fields?
The first few names that came to my mind were Trey Tucker, if he's available, just because of Bauer's injury and the usage, just knowing that he did well last year. Devon Vele, we talked about this on our full-length episode. 4 games last season, he averaged over 6 targets per game in his final 4, and Jordan Tyson's out to start the season, so he's going to be involved, and then we like the Kellen Moore, Tyler Shuck offense for the Saints. You could take a chance on Adonai Mitchell, you could take a chance on Chris Bell. You know, those guys are going to get some opportunities. I'm assuming it's a league, I know Yahoo allows you to do this, so if a team played already, you could pick up players. So if you're looking at the Patriots, I guess I would still lean Romeo Dobbs. I know it was miserable for him, but you don't make that investment. And looking at what this receiving core looks like, to say DeMario Douglas and Kyle Williams and Mac Hollins have more upside than Dobbs, I still think Dobbs has the highest ceiling of that group. So for me, I would prioritize probably Tucker first, Vele second, and then I would actually take Chris Bell over Adonai Mitchell if that's the way I'm looking at it.
It's Chris Bell easy for me. If I'm just picking one out of this group, to me, it's the clear most upside, best talent by far on the board. Reminded me on Louisville tape of like A.J. Brown post-catch with the Titans. Obviously doesn't have that full, you know, ability to play that style of game, but can win over the middle on in-breakers, on slants, and on the drags and the overs. Really just fits what NFL is about. And I just love how his steady drumbeat has built this offseason. The Dolphins didn't like, he's back in practice, let's ease him in. It was like, nope, you're right away with the first team. Then immediately your name's starter, and it's like, we're not going to like kind of slow play you. I feel like they feel like he's a big reason they can move the, if they're going to move the ball through the air, he'll be a big reason for it. So I just looking at all those, I think he has the best chance to actually be fantasy relevant.
So the only thing I would push back on is in his situation, the fantasy manager situation here,
yep,
he may need instant production as opposed to waiting on it.
Yeah.
And I think Tucker and Vele give you that more so than Bell does. I don't disagree.
I wonder with Bell. Like Bell.
No, I don't think you're wrong. Yeah. I don't think you're wrong. I think there's a path for him to be very good because wide open canvas for targets and there's not a lot of competition, but you're just looking at it's Malik Willis. It's still, yeah. It could be Douglas. It could be Malik Washington. Like, I think just you kind of saw what Trey Tucker did last year. You saw what Vele did last year. Again, you know, if you're comfortable enough with, I think you said St. Brown, there was somebody else besides Concepcion in there. Who else was it?
Jaden Reed.
Who?
Jaden Reed.
Oh, Jaden Reed. Yeah. So those will be your starters. And then Concepcion and the other guys will just kind of be, you know, whoever gets hot, I think, at the right time.
All right, next question.
Well, I have a question for Dan, though, before we get there. Did you listen to anything of our morning show, Friday morning?
Have missed completely every show. Okay, after Adam, listening to every single FFT.
I hope nobody says anything in chat. What would you rank the best games for this weekend? Assuming, taking away all the games that played, right?
Okay. Well, you
game
know
of
me
the week. What night. Do you think the game of the week should be?
Give me a second to try to figure this out. So you want just number one game of the week?
Yeah, I'm inspiring you. Inspiring you with music. But it's got to be like a good fantasy game too.
Yeah, so it's for fantasy or real life? That's
it's
the question.
Both. It's
fantasy.
A combo. It's a combo.
For both. I mean, it's... I'm going to go Buccaneers-Bengals for fantasy, if that's allowed. That's not my game of the week for both, though.
Oh, what's
for
the game
both,
of the week?
It's probably Bills-Texans for both.
Ugh.
Texans I don't know why you'd say
because the Texans are too good defensively.
Yeah, shut up, Adam. Keep going.
Okay, so there we go. Let's move to Broncos Chiefs.
Okay, keep going.
I still think that's good. Oh, wow. I missed a good one. Saints Lions.
Okay, good. Keep going.
Yep. Oh, wow. Adam's is going to be so bad, isn't it? I'm already disgusted. I mean, if I had to go with a fifth, that's four. That's already stretching thin. But if I had to go with a fifth, it's. I mean, it could be for fantasy. It could be Chargers Cardinals. I can see a lot of points in that game for fantasy.
Adam's,
for real life,
Adam's
it could be,
first game of the week.
How bad
for the 2026 season was Ravens Colts.
What? That's so bad. Such a bad pick.
All right, we'll see.
It's gross in so many ways. It's so gross in so many ways.
We'll see.
What are you thinking? Like, what's the rationale? Is just like the Colts pick up right where they left off when Jones was healthy last year or
if
something?
If they do, then it's going to be a great game.
Okay.
If they do, it's going to be a great game. I think.
It's so bad.
Just like imagine. A crazy pick.
This was the highest scoring offense in the league last year when Daniel Jones was healthy.
Uh-huh.
Against the Ravens with Lamar Jackson. That's good.
Okay.
We'll all see. Right. All right, let's catch up. Let's make up for some lost time here. Josh asks, 4 point per passing touchdown, Herbert or Goff?
Herbert.
And do you ever pick your you know lineup decisions based on your lineup or your opponent's lineup? I have Laporta. My opponent has St. Brown. My opponent has Hampton. So he's deciding between Herbert and Goff.
No, I try to maximize my points.
Yeah. From Paul, start one, Jaden Reed, Jordan Addison, Chris Godwin, half PPR.
Godwin.
From John, Marshawn Lloyd or Jaden Reed, full PPR.
Ooh.
Don't love either this week, but I'd go.
I don't either. I think I would go Reed.
Goff.
I'm very skeptical of the whole Marshawn Lloyd thing.
Okay. Goff or Lawrence, PPR, half a point per carry, half point for completion.
Ooh.
Gotta go Goff, I think.
With the completions, I would go Goff.
I think, yeah, that's what pushes.
I like both.
From Nicholas, start one in PPR, Luther Burden, T. Higgins, and I'm just going to read everyone's typos today, Marshawn Floyd.
Start one, it's definitely not Lloyd, it's either Higgins. That's a tough call.
Higgins for sure. If Odunze plays, it's closer. If Odunze's out, I would lean Higgins just based on the projected score.
I think I'd lean Higgins regardless. The Tampa Bay corners are not good.
From Nicholas, I just read that one. From Michael, I'm going to read the typos. I already started Roman Stevenson, but I have Marshawn Lloyd, Tony Pollard, and Quinshon Judkins. Who should I start, Lloyd, Pollard, or Judkins?
Ugh.
I'd start Judkins, but as I said on the earlier show, like Judkins and Pollard feel very similar to me just because it's like the involvement in the passing game will be questionable. I like the matchup better for Pollard, but I think Judkins is just a better player, so I lean
Judkins.
Yeah, but what about Lloyd?
I don't want to trust
against
Lloyd in
Minnesota
this game.
Defense. No.
The thing I was talking about this with Dave, like Jamie had to hop off the podcast for a bit this morning. And Minnesota.
No, I not had to decided to after your terrible game of the week.
You disgusted
there
him.
There was more to it.
Your take was so disgraceful. You had to leave.
Minnesota's defense on paper doesn't make sense that it was that it's as good as it as it.
Yeah, it's purely a scheme thing.
Yeah, no,
Flores is just running a wild scheme out there and daring teams to beat it, and like nobody, only a few quarterbacks can beat this scheme.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they didn't have an amazing run defense. They, at times they were great against the run. At times they were not, but
they're going to be run blitzing all game. So they're just naturally going to be good against the run.
I just think we got a very clear example of what could happen to Marshawn Lloyd with Jadarian Price. Like, he could be extremely talented. True. He could be game scripted to a point where he deserves more touches, but may not get them. And that's my fear.
I think he's the goal line back, though, whereas Price...
Why, though? We don't know if he's the goal line back.
We don't know that, right?
Yeah. I think he's the goal line back, whereas with Price, I think he is not the goal line back.
Well, Price is definitely not, because there were two carries
for
Helani.
It seems that way.
Yes. Yeah. But also, again, Price, like, to me, is definitely a better talent than Lloyd, but we'll see if I'm wrong about Lloyd.
I really liked Marshawn Lloyd coming out
so
of
do
college.
Yeah.
I personally did not like,
and I didn't love. I didn't know about Jadarian Price. He just didn't have enough work, but he looked very good. And I could see him taking that goal line work away from George Helani when they just go, you know what? I think we're just going to let the guy that we drafted in the first.
Yeah, he should be in the red zone. They have a better chance to score touchdowns.
Sure,
it's ridiculous.
This felt a lot like Walker Charbonnet, except Helani is not Charbonnet.
Right. If it doesn't,
and that's a ticking
work.
Time bomb too, because Charbonnet is already ahead of schedule and might be back by week five. So. Right.
Okay, let's take a break. Josh in Canada, we have your question coming up next. And more from other... I'm not going to read everyone's name. We'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today. I'm going to talk to you right now about Omaha Steaks. And this is a perfect time for me to do it, because just last night, I cooked 4 Omaha Steaks for my family. And they were awesome. And we completely devoured them. And tonight... Omaha Steaks burgers and hot dogs for the family. They also have seafood and side dishes. They have so many things at Omaha Steaks. If you want affordable, easy to make, delicious food, Omaha Steaks is honestly a no-brainer. This is like having a trusted butcher and gourmet shop in your kitchen. And let me tell you about the burgers. Incredible deal here. Try a Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. This is what you're getting. 20 premium steak burgers crafted from 5 distinct cuts of steak, each with its own unique flavor profile and texture. Again, incredible value. So try the Burger Perfection Flight from OmahaSteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with the promo code FFT. That's OmahaSteaks.com, promo code FFT for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back, plus $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with Experience Beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
Adam, let me ask you a question. When you sent in your case to Stitch Fix, did you just send in a picture of the Star Trek shirt and we can't work with you?
<They're> like, oh, you're too far gone. This guy. Josh from Canada says, dear Andy, Adam, Danny, and Pat.
Andy, Adam, Danny, and Pat. This is just not good for me.
You know one of these people.
I've been hot lately.
Like, you know, you actually know one of these people.
Whoa. Say it again. Andy what?
Andy, Adam, Danny, and Pat.
And I know one of these people.
You play in fantasy. These are probably two of them. These are fantasy football podcast hosts.
Well, Adam Azer. What were the other ones? Oh, Andy, the guy from Footballers.
Andy Holloway, his first name.
Yeah. Don't know him at all. What's the other one?
Mayo.
Don't know Pat Mayo at all. Who's the other? Who's the last one? I know. Let's see if I'm Adam's right.
Could be Patrick Doherty, Roto Pat too. Who's
don't know him at all either. Who's the last one?
RFFT Open. Danny from the Ringer. What's his last name?
I do know Danny Kelly. All right, so I got one.
Him, I don't think.
Oh well, then no. Danny Heifetz. I think I know Danny Heifetz too. Danny and I follow each other on Twitter. Okay, I know Danny Heifetz too. We got one. You were right. I knew too. Okay.
Okay, well, Josh has a quarterback question for us. 10-team league, 2 receiver, 1 flex, 1 super flex. I waited on quarterback, and I accidentally clicked on Jordan Love instead of Kyler Murray. So my quarterbacks are Love, Daniel Jones, and Malik Willis.
He'll be fine.
Super flex. I want to upgrade. Would you trade Parker Washington and Malik Willis for Jared Goff?
No.
I have Amon-Ra St. Brown, Nico Collins, Justin Jefferson, Jalen Waddle, Parker Washington, and Stephon Diggs.
If it's 4-point passing TDs, I wouldn't even consider this. If it's 6-point, I still wouldn't do it. I don't like this idea at all.
I think
see, this is where you're wrong. Giving up a key player like Parker Washington.
It's a 10-team league.
Yeah, that's the
fifth receiver.
It's his fifth receiver. And how many do you start? Do you know?
2 3 and a flex.
Just 2 and a flex?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you do this in heart. This league is... I mean, I don't know when I'm supposed to take things seriously. Like, you're in a 10-team league and you have 2 receivers and a flex, so you have no starting lineup. Like, what are we doing here, boys? We have all sorts of good players on the bench every week. Come on. All right, do the trade, whatever. Look to upgrade. Do 2-for-1 anytime you can in this kind of format.
I would probably aim a little bit higher, though, if you're trying to trade for a quarterback. Like, I like Goff a lot.
Whatever.
Like 10-team super flex league. Like, you want to try and see if you can get a superstar, and Parker Washington with a quarterback might do that.
Yeah, I guess he might. I don't know if he would, though, because like nobody needs Parker Washington. It's a 10-team league where you only start 2 receivers.
Well, he's right? a player.
He's not even in the top 20, is he?
Okay.
This league is ridiculous. Thank you, Adam Lee.
This is where you're wrong. And then later, like almost instantly admitted I was right.
What?
From what you, I said, I do the trade. You go, this is where you're wrong. And then, wait.
Well, yeah, you didn't give me the context. You didn't give me all the context.
I think I did give some of the context here, but
not all of it. The 2 receiver starting thing was key.
Yeah. This one is from Scott. Dan, do you know what that's from? Scott.
I think that's your impression of, what's his name? The guy. You know, the guy. What's that guy's name? Oh, are you doing Austin Powers?
Dr. Evil, Scott.
Is that Austin Powers? Yeah, I knew. You know what? I've actually seen all the Austin Powers movies. How weird is that?
That is
weird. I've seen like a total of 3% of great movies of all time, and somehow Austin Powers made the mix.
I don't think I ever gave my movie recommendation. Now, I'm about to give a movie recommendation for a movie that is like universally loved, that everyone who's seen, I think, loves it.
Okay.
But if you haven't seen Project Hail Mary.
I did watch it.
I thought it was incredible. Incredible.
I didn't love it. I can't believe it. I know everyone loved it. I don't know what was wrong with me. It was good. First of all, I watched that on a plane. When you watch a movie on a plane, I watched it on the plane home from Florida.
Me too. But I stopped. That's so funny. I hope I didn't tell this story on the air, but it's a 2-hour, 35-minute flight. They said, or a movie. They said my flight was going to be 2 hours and 30 minutes. I was able to, I was like, okay, you know what? There's probably at least 5 minutes of credits. I was able to start a little before takeoff. Maybe I can get this in. And then they start, well, we got the JetBlue credit card and here's what we have. Like they got 15 minutes of just chatting. So I only watched like an hour on the plane and then I finished at home. It made a big difference. Don't watch it on a plane. Watch it at home.
Yeah, movies are always worse on the plane for sure. It was definitely good. I didn't say I didn't like it. The chat is saying that. I thought I'd love it a lot more because like Martian, I loved. One of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that.
That level. I think that was considerably better to me.
Did you see it, Jamie?
Project Hail Mary, no.
It's amazing. Okay.
Dan, what did you think of the auction that you did with Adam?
Did you not talk about that yet on the air?
No.
Briefly.
Just that you were trolling.
Me and Adam got into several bidding wars, first of all, which was fun. I made him go up on a lot of guys. Adam, I think you would agree with this. You can disagree. He mismanages budget so much that, he was the guy at the end of the auction that was like, I don't care, I'm bidding up and up. So it would get to a point where he was like overpaying, like Laporta went wildly. You almost bought him for the same price as Loveland. You were a buck off the Loveland price.
Okay.
You had a bunch of those at the end where you just like, I'm getting him no matter what. He did like 3, I'm getting them no matter what type bids.
More than that.
And unfortunately, unfortunately I was in on those players. I let him go. I took like Watson for 5, McLaurin for 5. I took all the values instead. So I like my team. It's super depth-based, but then I have 2 potential stars. I got Genty super cheap at 16, and I got Neighbors super cheap at like 13. And we'll see if both of them are good to go. Genty looks good to go already. That could end up being all I need with the depth I have.
Yeah, I know. I made a mistake. I just, everyone, the expensive players were going for so much more than
they were going so over what they went for. I planned it out using last year's results and they all went wildly over, which meant there was value at the end if you could get it. And I really do feel like the guys I mentioned, plus some of the you got whatever out
of it. Yeah, I got a lot of value at the end.
But at the same time, what it led to is me and Adam missed on all the big players. I mean, I got Lamb and Neighbors and Genty. Yeah. Did I get Lamb too?
I think
in that?
You did.
No. I think I got Lamb too. So I did get Lamb too. Yeah. I have Lamb, Neighbors, and Genty. So I do have some stud power to go along with a lot of depth. But I think you got like no first
My
round.
My best
picks,
player
right?
is AJ Brown. So there you go.
Yeah. So Adam really missed it. Like Adam just didn't get in on any of them. So he had so much money and just was like power. You never want
My
to do
worst
that.
Player is Josh Jacobs. So I basically my entire team is like guys from rounds 3 through 8. It's interesting. Yeah. It's an interesting team. Like it's gonna help when bye weeks and injuries come. But my best player is injured now, so I'm screwed. Okay,
you should try and package Brown and Jacobs to see if somebody who gets off to a good start and loves their team has
maybe. Scott says we always rank quarterbacks 1 through 24, but maybe we could start ranking up to 32 with super flex leagues. I can't comment on that, but I would like to know some. Guys, Jamie, that maybe didn't make your top 24 that you might like this week. You know, there are some good matchups for some of those lower end quarterbacks. Who do you think might have a good game?
I have Rodgers ranked, and I think he'll have a decent start because of the lack of pass rush from the Falcons. And I just think getting off to a good start with McCarthy is on the table. Geno Smith, just because of the Titans defense, he didn't make the top 24. He's actually somebody I'm starting in a couple of super flex leagues. I'm trying to think who didn't make the cut. So there's 8 quarterbacks who did not.
How about Bryce Young?
So Young, I want to say I might have had him ranked. But yeah, he's in that mix, sure. You know, the Bears have some secondary concerns. I just don't know of how high of a ceiling he has. But Cam Ward against the Jets could have a decent game, but do you really want to trust him? So I think for the most part, like if you have your 24 guys, the reason we don't do that is because when we get into bye weeks, we can't alter our rankings page during the season. So we just kind of run into trouble.
Interesting. Interesting. So he wants to know, Scott wants to know if you would play Geno Smith over Jordan Love.
So I wouldn't do that, but it wouldn't surprise me if they're close. You know, that's kind of the situation. I think when you look at least from my rankings, like basically quarterback, like 20 through 32 would be, if I was doing projections, it would probably be like a point off between like 20 through 24 and 24 through 28, you know, that type of slide scale.
I'm so matchup heavy that I would start Geno over Jordan Love personally.
Okay, next question is from Ted from somewhere southwest of the North. I know it's not supposed to be said Norfolk, but I'm going to say Norfolk Naval Base.
Why it's in Virginia?
Yeah. Who should I start in my flex at half PPR? Marshawn Lloyd, Casey Concepcion, or Jonathan Brooks?
Concepcion for me.
Lloyd for me.
Lloyd for me. This is from Nate in Flushing, Michigan. Dear George Michael, and Buster, should I trade?
Oh, this is Arrested Development.
Yes. It was so obvious I didn't feel like I needed to say it.
If I hit, I hit, and I want to take my wins when
Dear
I get
Jerry,
it.
George, Kramer, and Elaine. Oh, that's Seinfeld. should I trade?
You act like everyone knows Seinfeld. I think that maybe, not everybody knows is a Seinfeld fan.
Should I trade Tedaro McMillan for DeAndre Swift? His RB2 is J.K. Dobbins.
I like that then, yeah.
Yeah, I think
Tedaro McMillan for DeAndre Swift, yeah, that's fair.
And his RB2 stinks. Yeah, I like that move.
Here's a dynasty question from Greg. My RB2 is a little weak, and I have Saquon, Dowdle, Mason, Jonathan Brooks, Bill, and Braylon Allen. It's not that bad.
That's not that bad.
But he wants to win the league. I've been offered Tony Pollard. For my, yeah. Well, he's contending, I mean. I've been offered a trade of Tony Pollard for my Braylon Allen. Trade chart indicates I win the deal, but I'm thinking that the 29-year-old Pollard may not be any better than Dowdle, Mason, Brooks, or Bill. If Brees goes down, Allen could be very valuable. I see his point.
I mean, you're upgrading you're obviously upgrading your backfield now by getting Pollard. There is no guarantee that Braylon Allen is better than Pollard if Breece Hall misses any time, because they'll still use Isaiah Davis and could be a split.
Here's a question on Apple Podcasts. I want to thank everybody for their Apple Podcast reviews. Really appreciate it. I asked y'all if you could leave some 5-star reviews, and you came through. If you leave a 5-star review and ask a question, we will try to read it on the mailbag. However, you're going to have to probably send it in Monday or Tuesday just to make sure it shows up, because they take a while to show up. Ben says...
Did we leave with Dan now?
Yeah, I think so. He's coming back. I'm in a league with Jamie. BFL. What is that?
Barris Fantasy League. One of the there's lots of actually family members from this league.
Can you please ask Jamie to let me win this year?
That's good.
I think I had one other Apple Podcast question. It was a rate my team. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
It's a great question.
It was
from Wisco Disco.
Wisco Disco. Hey, hold on. I'll come back to that in a minute. But here's one from Apple Podcast. With the Travion Henderson news, do you think Ramondre Stevenson will finish ahead of Devon Achane rest of season?
Good fantasy option, not a great real life option, but because of the receptions, as we saw Wednesday night, he'll still give you number two fantasy value.
Where the hell did Dan go?
Did that fix it? I mean, I thought that was your internet that was an issue. It seems like it flipped. Something weird. Yeah, I'm using a different browser.
No, we're both having some issues here, I think, unfortunately.
Well, you should show Wisco's question. Okay. Makes sense.
Wisco Disco. What's he saying? I don't even see it. Oh, do Dan and Adam secretly live together? We would kill each other if we lived together.
Kill.
Well, I think your wife would kill both of you.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I could have made a joke there, but I won't.
It was like a 2-hour.
So many things I want to say off of that, but I just can't.
What? Off of what?
Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, man. All right, Dan's connection is still not great, right?
No, it feels good on my end. I see you guys okay.
Am I crazy? Yeah,
I think it was your. He's I think fine. It was you. By the He's way, fine. You were the one having it. I hate to see, I'm getting the blame while it was you the one having internet issues, Adam. And then all of a sudden, you had to do your thing. Like, oh, you get the top left, and you kick me off the show.
No, that's not what happened. All right, we're going to take a break and come back with the Fantasy Cops in right now. We'll be right back. One last cool thing to tell you about before we get into Fantasy Cops here.
Can I ask a quick question? Is there a reason why every ad is just Adam? We don't get Jamie, Dave, or Heath on any of them?
We get Jamie.
You're sucking up 90% of the ad airtime.
Do you think you're better at reading ads than I am?
I think so. Thomas would agree. Thomas is not on right now, but actually, let's let the listeners. I've had a couple ads on here. I usually get the Z-Biotic, the one that I'll give him the Z-Biotic. It's an amazing product, by the way, that I use every day.
I don't drink, so I'm not going to promote. I'm not going to do an insincere read. That's why you do it. All right. Anyway,
by the way, I do use that every time I go out, and it's amazing. It really is.
I've heard very good things about it.
I wake up so good.
All right. So if you are Sunday, we already decided we're going to set a record for our most watched Sunday morning live stream on YouTube, youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. And that is from 11 a.m. to kickoff, basically. But if you're watching that on your TV, you can now use your phone to jump into the YouTube chat. So you can watch on TV and you can ask questions on your phone. So keep us on the big screen, grab your phone, open up YouTube. It will connect to the stream and send us your lineup questions, and we will answer them live. Now, full disclosure, we are going to get probably thousands of questions, thousands and thousands of questions. We will not answer all of them, but I will do my best. All right. And that will be Sunday. And oh, look at us. Where are you, Dan? You're not coming on Sunday.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
You want to be on?
Like I said, I'm happy I got Z-Biotics because it is a great product. I have used it a bunch recently, especially went out to a concert. It is actually unreal that you can drink on that thing and wake up like nothing happened.
No, it's good. I mean, I've heard many people talk about it, and I've seen Dan's read.
Are we going to have another tailgate this year? Giant game tailgate, Adam. That was epic. People have been asking.
Thursday night against the Commanders.
I'm in. You're in for that game,
I'm in. All right, let's go Fantasy Cops. Here we go. This is from Ben in...
Wait, this is the Fantasy Cups?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I got you, Jamie. This is the Fantasy Cups. Tuesday night, this is Ben in Syracuse, or for Dan, Syracuse. Tuesday night, we held our auction draft on the site we play on.
Syracuse.
With almost everyone remote, several managers drafting from their phones. with the second nomination, someone nominated Falcons running back Brian Robinson. Several managers clearly thought this was Bijan Robinson, and he ended up going for about a third of a manager's budget. On this site's draft page, the avatars are small and their names are listed as first initial and last name. And when drafting from your phone, you don't see many stats, and the draft chat doesn't come up unless you tab over to it. And this is not a CBS draft, by the way. During the bidding, people using computers tried to warn everyone via the draft chat, but the messages weren't seen in time. The person who nominated Brian Robinson did so completely intentionally, hoping this would happen, and has shown zero remorse, saying he did nothing wrong. To add to the intrigue and drama, he is also the older brother of the Brian Robinson manager. How would you handle this? Obviously, the correct action would have been to pause the draft and undo the pick in the moment, but we weren't aware until later that this is even possible on this website. And even if we want the, you know, redoing it. And even if we wanted to redo the entire draft, the season has already started. So should the Brian Robinson manager get any kind of restitution, like extra fab, extra auction money next year, refunded dues, etc.?
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, I don't know what you do here because you can't start the draft over. That would be crazy anyway. You had to kind of catch it in the moment. How was it not caught in the moment, though? That's the part that, like, I understand. I've seen some of these sites where it does say B. Robinson, as I saw someone post like a TikTok about this. But once they're bid on and won into your league, then it's like it's on your roster as the full name. It should be.
Okay. Sorry, you are.
I don't know what happened there.
Out of
it just sucks. But this was, you know, I mean, you got to pay attention. It I know that I'm sure they were trying, but
yeah, they couldn't really. I mean,
I don't know about stopping the draft in the middle of it or after that had happened, but like there could have been a way to rectify this unless the site that they're using just completely sucks.
What I would have done,
but not
is given them, I would have given that manager Bijan Robinson for a dollar.
Whoa.
That's what I would have done.
But you can't do that though, because this person's bidding up Brian Robinson. Everybody else that was, or the other people that were aware of
right,
it,
knows it's Brian.
We're not.
Yeah.
Including the person that put him up.
No. If several people were bidding on Brian thinking it was B.
Yes, but not everybody was.
I guess that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
It was probably just the brother versus brother. I mean, look, it sounds like fun homish. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess you're out of luck. I'm sorry. Your brother's kind of a jerk.
And yeah, the brother that got Brian Robinson funny, should get free punches in the arm on the older brother whenever they get to the next.
I just kind of think it's funny, the whole thing.
It is kind of funny, but so is this.
Yeah, it does sound about right.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Do 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 do. Right?
Or Fantasy Cops number 2.
Sounds about the same, yeah.
Yeah, you nailed it. This year, myself and three friends have collaborated in FFPC, chasing big returns. These are like high stakes leagues. You get a lot of money. If you win. I've personally been successful in this format, even when it was FFWC. So I've been taking the lead to help my friends, as it's not your daddy's home Yahoo League. Why you say Yahoo, dude? It's tight end premium, 20 roster spots, bare bone waiver wire, fab bidding, and some very confusing rules. One guy has been very insubordinate and, quite frankly, an awful teammate. He thinks because he's lucked into a few championships in 10-team standard leagues in the past that he doesn't need help with FFPC. Well, listen to this now. He's drafted three teams so far, one in which two players got auto-drafted during a six-hour slow draft. And in a live draft, half his team got auto-drafted because he doesn't understand time zones, apparently. Essentially, both of those teams are dead because of his mistakes. I called him on it. He's unapologetic and offers no solution to the problem. I suggested we alter his split for payouts or demand that he draft another team to be fair to his teammates, in which he gave a hard no to both. The thing is, this is big money. Thousands of dollars of entry fees and millions of dollars in the prize pool. I'm ready to just cut him loose and humble him and split with the other three teammates, although I don't want to have to do that, but I don't see any other way. What do you guys think?
So there's four people collaborating on this?
Yes. No.
And the other three are all in agreement?
Seems like... Yes. Yes.
The other three are all in agreement that this particular friend of theirs screwed up?
He did not say that.
I would say if they're all three in agreement that he screwed up, whatever the shared buy-in is, maybe you just buy him out and you guys split the winnings on the other three leagues so that he doesn't lose his money and he can manage the team that he screwed up on by himself. It's going to ruin a friendship potentially, but if he's unwilling to budge on what the four of you decided to do and three of you are in agreement, then that's the only solution in my mind.
I mean, that's one solution. It's probably the fairest solution, Jamie, but to me, it's like you guys had a task. You joined together. You said, we'll kind of split the upside in the winnings. And then one guy just didn't do his task. He all got auto drafted. That's unacceptable. Like, I would just be like, dude, you screwed up. You didn't do what you said you were going to do. If any of us had auto drafted, if I had done this mistake that you had made, I would have wanted you guys to penalize me as well. Like, you deserve to be penalized. You deserve to not be in on this. You deserve to have to take those teams on yourself 100% and be out of the group thing at that point. Like, you screwed up, dude. This is thousands of dollar leagues. Like, you can't get auto drafted and then accept, oh, but it's all right. Like, you guys are gonna have to deal with it. No, yeah. You're gonna have to deal with it, in my mind. The one who did- It's not as bad as you think.
It's pretty bad. All right, here we go.
Let's get yours on there. Put yours. Get a recording of yours. That's not good either. If you played that back on recording, it would sound a lot worse.
Here we go. Ready?
No.
That's exactly it. Go ahead, Dan. Do it. Do it.
Getting better.
What the hell was that? Are you a bass? Are we harmonizing here?
I don't know what we're doing here. It's not good, whatever it is.
Okay, here we go. This one is, I think, a very funny Fantasy Cops. It's super long. I probably hyped it up too much, but... Okay, this is from... Do we have a name here? I don't know. So, this is less a Fantasy Cops and more of a Fantasy Court case. The quick summary is that I caught my uncle catfishing his $20 buy-in family fantasy football league with children playing for the better part of a decade, and he had one of the most epic meltdowns I've ever witnessed from an adult. Okay, here's the setup. I am the commissioner. I set this family league up more than a decade ago, pretty much to have a shared experience to talk about at holidays. $20 buy-in, 12 teams, PPR, two keepers. It's close family, including my two nephews who are under 13 years old, a few aunts, uncles, cousins, etc. Anyway, 7 years ago, someone's significant other left the league. To fill the open spot, my Uncle Jim said his son... Should I use the real names here? I mean, he gave me all the real names.
Yeah.
If they send it, you use it.
Okay.
Yep.
My Uncle Jim said his son Adam would play. Okay, we're taking over a family, a significant other who left
the league. You have an Uncle Jim?
Yeah. Cool. I remember at the time, the email address he gave for his son seemed off, but I didn't really think anything of it. And NFL.com fantasy hid email addresses, even from the commissioner, as soon as the manager accepted the invite. Out of sight, out of mind. Over the years, I've shared conspiracy theories with my sisters, who are both in the league, joking that Uncle Jim has two teams. Nothing obvious, but little things in the way both teams behave that made them seem like the same person was managing them.
Did they never ask Cousin Adam?
I was getting to that. Last year, there was a complete...
Was Adam a real person?
Yeah. Okay. It's his son. It's Uncle Jim's son.
So he probably had to be in on it too, Adam, the kid.
All right, we'll see. Last year, there was a complete Superman Clark Kent situation where during the draft, every time Uncle Jim was in the draft room, Adam's status showed that he left the draft room. This is when I really started to think it wasn't a conspiracy anymore. Fast forward to the NFL.com fantasy being shut down and migrating to ESPN. All email addresses are visible to me again, and all the managers have to sign in to the brand new ESPN league. I noticed again that my uncle appears to have two email addresses, and they're very similar. I won't read them. Kind of odd, considering that Uncle Jim's now 22-year-old son, blah, blah, I won't go into that.
After Uncle Jim 1 and Uncle Jim 2 at yahoo.com.
I mean, it's they're almost identical. They're almost identical email addresses here, and neither of them have the word Adam or the guy's middle name in there, or the kid's middle name in there. So as the commissioner, I asked Uncle Jim to explain, and that is obviously pretty sketchy, and as it seems like he has two teams. He had a range of unconvincing explanations, including that when his son joined fantasy football, he didn't have an email address yet, so he borrowed his dad's. As you can imagine, saying that your Gen Z kid didn't have an email address in their teens seems sketchy. Immediately following the conversation, the managers changed the team initials of both teams in question to James and Adam to show they were different, 1 minute apart. So I got Adam's cell phone number from a relative and I asked him directly for a personal email address so Adam's team at least looked independent. He responded that I should kick his dad off one of the teams as Adam wasn't in the league. In fact, he said he had never played in the family league in the 7 years that he supposedly had a team. All right. I confronted Uncle Jim that his son has said that his dad runs both teams and that Adam himself said he's never once played in the league. Uncle Jim said that Adam actually was playing, but if I had problems with it, the team could be converted to a dummy team, blah, blah, blah. He makes some more excuses. This is so long. I introduced that it seemed pretty obvious that Uncle Jim was cheating by managing two teams in the same league. And then, let's see, where did he go here?
How many times did Uncle Jim win in the 6 years?
This, I don't know. This was a full, this was when a full nuclear meltdown by Uncle Jim occurred. It included things like saying, how dare you accuse me of cheating? I've done so much for this league. You've been cheating for years, not me. Your ego is quite the problem. And bleep you, I'm out of here. Following a separate tantrum, Uncle Jim immediately...
We all go to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I know, right? Uncle Jim immediately quit the league on his own accord. Both of his teams left the league within 2 minutes of each other. Quite coordinated for teams allegedly run by different managers. To wrap it all up, Uncle Jim tattled on me by texting my mom, who is also in the league, as if she needed to whip her 39-year-old son into shape for questioning Uncle Jim's integrity.
This is awesome. Oh, this guy is insane.
That's pretty much it. I have a video of him caught red-handed managing both teams. I'm certain he was cheating based off the evidence.
Please send the video. We won't air it, but please send the video.
How does he have a video of that? That's even funny. What I don't understand is like Uncle Jim got caught red-handed and then just like spazzed out and crashed out. But like, I don't really know like what happened here. Like he got caught, dude. There's like no, what was his explanation? What's the final thing?
He said that his wife was managing the league. After he had, after the whole like Adam was managing the league, it just didn't seem to work. He said his wife was doing it. This makes no sense. Liv had never been mentioned before. She never talked about the league at family events. The team name has been Adam's Pack for a couple years. So like, why would Liv have a team named Adam's Pack?
I have a lot of questions. So what's the name of the person that wrote us?
I don't know. I'll find out.
Thank you to whoever you are. This is my personal favorite fantasy comic of all time.
Yeah,
but by far.
So, it's from John.
All right, so John and Adam obviously are not very close.
Right.
Because he had to get his email address from somebody else.
His phone number. He had to get his phone number.
Right, yeah. So this whole thing is a little strange, but funny. I would like to see the video if John will just send it to you, and then you can share it with us. We won't show it to everybody, but internally I think it would be good.
Don't let Uncle Jim carve the
turkey. Don't let Uncle Jim serve you food. He's going to spit
such
it.
This is going to be such a good Thanksgiving coming up. It's like normally you get like the potential like family blowups over politics. This is going to be over fantasy football, and I can't wait to hear what happens next. If you guys do have a blowup, if he goes in at this point, post storming out of the league, let us know, please.
I will say this. If John is willing, again, just for us, to live stream his Thanksgiving, we will give him a spot in one of our leagues next year.
Yeah, just the moment when Jim walks in and then say something to him.
Adam froze like the worst possible time.
Yeah, can you guys hear me at least?
Yeah,
like at the Thanksgiving table, everyone got their food and you're like, you start talking about your fantasy squads for that year and just I want to see Jim's reaction.
I would just bring up Adam's team. Like, guys, have you seen what Adam's team looks like now?
Have you seen Adam's pack? Have you seen Adam's pack in year four?
Adam.
It was my wife the whole time. It was never Adam.
I love the chat saying Uncle Jim asks for a water cup and fills it with soda at restaurants.
Oh my God. That was incredible. So good.
I'm going to hop out here. You guys can finish with, if you can hear me, just read some questions from the chat and I'm going to.
We can hear you fine. You just can't, your camera's
off. I know. I think I'm a little delayed though. So read some questions from the chat and you can end the show. All right,
there's one from Scotty. Wants to know, Terry McLaurin or Chuba Hubbard. Sam, if you want to post them on the site. Terry McLaurin or Chuba Hubbard or Flex, I think that's pretty easy to go with McLaurin.
Yeah, PPR McLaurin.
Pick two, Trevor Lawrence. Marvin Harrison Jr., Chris Godwin. I'm going to go Godwin there.
Godwin for sure for me.
All right. Go ahead, Sam. Just keep posting. Trevor Lawrence, Caleb Williams, Joe Burrow at quarterback. Who are you going with there?
I'm going to go Burrow.
I'm going to go Burrow as well. And then Luther Burden or Jalen Waddle. Who do you like better at receiver?
I'm going to go Burden with the matchup, especially if Rome's – regardless if Rome's in or out, I'm going Burden.
I would go Waddle if Rome is in. I would go Burden if Rome is out. All right, is Stribling a keeper done? And any news? So they have said, at least last I saw, that they're going to wait till they get back and it's then reevaluate him. I think it was good news. Obviously, that's his ankle, not his Achilles, which it looked to be just based on the nature of how he left the game. We talked about this on our Friday episode, Dan. Adam was saying that you probably cut him at this point. I said you want to wait until they put him on IR because you can stash him. You know, so don't make any hasty moves just yet in case they do keep him out for the next four games.
Fair.
Let's do another couple, like three or four more. Deshaun Watson or DJ Moore at flex. And it's a crazy play. Jordan Love over Josh Allen because of the matchup. I don't love either quarterback, but I'd play Allen. And then I would go slightly DJ Moore over Christian Watson.
Moore for me. Avoid that matchup. And yeah, Allen.
All right, Dan, pick two. Jalen Waddle, Jameson Williams, or Emeka Ogbuka.
I will go here. Matchup. I'm going to go with J-Mo and Ogbuka.
Okay, I'm going to go J-Mo and Waddle. It does help Ogbuka, though, if DJ Turner is out, but I just don't know how much he'll play just coming off the toe injury. So all three in a very similar range. Bashel Tootin, Jordan Mason, or Marshawn Lloyd, full point PPR.
This is going to be a weird pick for me, but I'm going to go with Marshawn Lloyd. I mean, I'm sorry, not Marshawn Lloyd, Jordan Mason.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tootin. I like the potential game script there, and LaQuint Allen may not play. So maybe we get a few more passing downs opportunities, which lead to some receptions for Tootin. Justin Herbert or Dak with the greatest avatar ever.
I can't believe I saw this earlier. I need this picture retired from the internet somehow, some way. I did just a 183 photo shoot for thank you, Claire, for sending those to me. So I got to find a way to erase this picture from the internet, which is not easy to do. Once it's on there, it's good for good. But I will go with Herbert here.
I would go with Herbert as well. All right, one more. And remember, we have a full live stream full of your questions on Sunday morning starting at 11 a.m. Eastern. So fill those questions up for us, and we will get to as many of them as possible. All right, so I dropped Tyler Allgeier, Jonah Coleman, or Jalen Coker for Chris Bell. I would not. I know, Dan, you like running backs and their potential as well as I like Jalen Coker better than
Chris Bell. I would probably drop Allgeier or Coleman, either of them, for Bell personally. But I wouldn't drop Coker.
Okay, so if you need a receiver to stash on your bench, Chris Bell has plenty of upside. All right, great job, Dan. Great job, Adam. Thanks, Sam, for producing. We appreciate everybody for watching and listening. We'll be with you Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern again with our live stream on YouTube. And as Adam said, if you're watching at home on your big screen, you can sign in and ask us questions from your phone there as well. So we'll talk to you on Sunday. Thanks for watching and listening to Fantasy Football Today.
Podcasts.
Let's talk about Vuori clothing. I love these clothes. I love the versatility. That's what really stands out. When I went to the website, the first thing I saw was the tennis shop. So of course I got some tennis shirts from Vuori, and they're great to play in, but also I could just wear them around the house or out to lunch. Again, versatility. That's what you're going to get from Vuori clothes, whether it's shorts, shirts, hoodies, men's clothing, women's clothing, whatever. How about the Vuori Core Shorts? People love these. Ideal for fitness, running, and training, but also stylish and comfortable enough to wear all day. Make sure you check out the Core Shorts. Vuori is an investment in your happiness. Some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet. For our listeners, they're offering 20% off your first purchase at Vuori.com/fantasyfootball. That's Vuori.com/fantasyfootball. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.